This is American Roots. Judy Collins grew up playing music in Seattle. She had classical training, but landed in Greenwich Village, surrounded by contemporaries like Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell, whose songs she recorded. Still at her roots, Collins was inspired by her father, who was blind and hosted a radio show where he played music, sang, read poetry, and told stories. Growing up hearing her father's radio program helped Judy gain an appreciation for the fine line between story and song.
My father always promised us that we would live in France. We'd go boating on the Seine, and I would learn to dance.
I sang in the school shows. I sang on my father's radio show. So that and playing with the orchestra at 13... it meant I had a very well-rounded musical upbringing, and which turned into a career when I added the guitar.
As I was a-walking and a-rambling one day, I met a fair couple making their way. And one was a cowboy and a brave one was he. And the other was a lady and a fair one was she. The other was a lady and a fair one was she.
What is it that attracted you to folk songs, to sing?
The stories. My father actually sang the Irish songs, and I knew them all. I knew Danny Boy. I knew all the rest of the usual suspects in the Irish repertoire of songs. But as far as getting seduced by them, I hadn't until I heard Barbara Allen, which was sung by Joe Stafford.
Was in the Merry Month of May. When all the green buds were swelling, a young man on his deathbed lay for love of Barbara Allen.
She sang all the great American songbook.
Right.
But because she was Scottish and she loved the folk songs, she recorded all these Scottish folk songs. So I happened to hear one on the radio, and it was Barbara Allen. It just totally changed my life.
He sent his servant to the town, sent him to her dwelling. My master's sick, and he sends for you if you are Barbara Allen.
When you're doing these folk songs, it seems to me that you're starting to stand for something that's not classical, that's not pop. It speaks to some sense of community, culture, and expression. I mean, did you have a feeling about that in the early 60s?
I certainly was raised that way. I was raised to be an activist. I was completely ready for the 60s. My dad on the radio was totally outspoken and would, you know, rail on about Indochina, what the hell we were doing there.
I want to hear this show.
Oh, you would have loved him.
In the time that you guys had moved to, I guess, Boulder, Colorado, you begin to kind of develop the career. And it looks like you start to move on in your recordings to singing contemporary songwriters, this new realm of where people are really, you know, living today and talking about life today in new ways in those songs.
Well, I was looking for great songs, and I moved to the Village, and there were great songwriters all around me, throwing a little cassette in front of me or coming in my door, as Eric Anderson did, and saying, "Here are the lyrics to Thirsty Boots. I'll sing it for you." And he sang it for me, and I said, "I'll record that tomorrow."
And take off your thirsty boots and stay. From a dusty mile, and maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your arms.
You know, I was at a party at Albert Grossman's one night, and in the middle of the night, I woke up, and there was Bob Dylan singing in the basement, and he was writing Tambourine Man. Mm. And so I went downstairs and sat in front of the door and listened to him write the whole song. Just spellbound. And, of course, he did what we all do. He played it over and over and over and over.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Maybe you could say a little bit about your attraction to Leonard Cohen's writing and as a person.
I didn't know him. Of course, he was unknown, living in Canada, writing a few poems. And there he met my friend, Mary Martin. She was at Warner Brothers. And then one day she said to me, Leonard is coming to New York. He's written some songs and he wants you to hear them. And I said, well, are they obscure like his poetry? And she said, oh, yes, yes, yes. So he came to my door and he rang my bell and said, I can't play the guitar and I can't sing. And I don't know if this is a song. Then he sang me three songs, actually. He sang me Dress Rehearsal Rag, his wonderful song, The Stranger Song. And Suzanne
takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there.
And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think you'll maybe trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Ian Tyson song, Someday Soon, the song has sort of all the great wanderlust in it and lost love and found love and, hey,
and when I was recording
trains.
This, yeah, it has everything. It has everything you could
rodeo.
Want. And Ian and Sylvia.
And you.
And me. Still a girl who followed the rodeos. I used to work in the mountains at the dude ranches, you know, ride the horses, go to the rodeos. Fall in love with the rodeo riders. I mean, it's classic. You're right. It's so romantic.
And when he comes to call my pine, got a good word to say. Guess it's because he's just as wild in the younger days. So blow.
In your many years recording for Elektra, obviously one of the well-known songs is Both Sides Now. And Joni Mitchell, did you actually meet her or did you get the song in some different way? How did that come to pass?
Joni sang me Both Sides Now on the phone. And it happened because my friend Al Cooper was with her at a bar and he followed her home because she said she could write songs. And she was good looking. And then when they got home, he called me and put her on the phone and had her sing the song to me. Once again, I said, I'll be right over. I'll record it tomorrow.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down.
mean, you were really part of that world that I think was opening up your ability to relate a woman's experience directly the way popular folk songs kind of did. Did you ever feel pressure from audiences to live through, you know, the lyrics of a song in some way for people?
There's no telling what people do with the song once it gets out of your voice and into their head. When I choose a song, I choose a song for one reason only. I fall in love with it. It has a certain thing inside of it that I need to say or sing it. You don't make it a Judy Collins song by singing it as though it came out of a Wheaties box. You know, you have to invent it every time you do it.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Famous Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, the song was written and sung for you. Is that hard to have a song that big in the public mind?
Of course not. It's wonderful. He came to the hotel and sang it to me, and I just was in tears, and he was in tears, and I said, I love it, it's wonderful, but it's not going to get me back.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are, you make it hard.
And we're still friends. How about that?
And done, and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
You rather famously did some singing at the Chicago 7 trial.
When these guys were arrested, Kunstler, who was their lawyer, said, would you come to Chicago and testify on their behalf? So Judge Hoffman called me to the bench, and he said, what do you have to say, and where were you, and so forth. And I opened my mouth and started singing, where have all the flowers gone?
Where have all the flowers gone?
And the clerk came up and put his hand over my mouth. And the judge said, there will be no singing in them in my courtroom.
Young girls have picked them everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they
Let me turn now with you to Strangers Again. I especially love you singing with Willie Nelson, since he's so unconventional in his approach. It's great. When I go.
When I go. It's a brilliant song about the passage. And the fact that Willie got it so pleased me. You know, he sent me an email the other day and said, didn't we sing well together? Yes, I totally agree.
Come, lonely hunter, chieftain and king, I will fly like the falcon when I go.
Well, Judy Collins, thanks for visiting with me here on American Roots, and thanks for letting nothing keep you from singing.
Thank you so much. Yes, how can I keep from singing? Thank you.
When I go, I will billow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, twisting billow spot of dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will all recount the story, reverence and glory, my goal.
I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer.
Willie working with Judy Collins. The song When I Go. And we are back with love songs in jazz, soul, and blues from Billie Holiday, Mary Wells, and Bonnie Raitt in a minute on American Roots.